It's a blessing to be in your midst again. Ed was right. It's been many years since we began these sessions about once a year down here, and it's always been a great blessing to come back, and I just can't think of another group that it has been so good to watch people grow over the years and become more mature. Sitting here listening to your prayers, I just wonder if maybe God's blessings aren't about to break over this place. The Lord looks for people who can stand His power, and He can't find many of them. And He looks for churches that can stand to have Him come into their midst. You remember the prophet says, "And who can abide the day of His coming?" And the gentleman that he is, he doesn't come if we can't stand him. And so he has to give us time to grow and to mature. But he wants to come. The apostle, in several places, remarks upon how wonderful it was that God would prepare him so that he could be trusted with the gospel. And I just wonder if maybe you aren't about ready for something greater than you've seen yet. It's good to be here. In talking with Dirk, we settled on the topic, guidelines for life in the kingdom of God. When Jesus came, He preached and showed forth the kingdom of God. And He called others to be with Him in the kingdom way, and to learn by watching and doing, to do what He did. And when He had finished His special work, and He had work to do which no one else has to do, because He died for our sins, but when He had finished His work, He said to those who were with Him, "The things that I do, you shall do also. And greater things than these shall you do, because I go to My Father." There is a kind of life which is life in the kingdom of God. It's really different. We talk about having a different life and being different kind of persons. And sometimes I'm afraid our talk gets in the way of the reality. But there is a different kind of life. It is life in the kingdom of God. There is a way of entering into it and growing in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ in that kingdom. There's a way of doing it, and it's open to all of us. But it is a way which must be approached intelligently. Jesus said, "Straight is the gate, narrow the way that leads into life, and few there be that find it." It's very interesting that many people read that as if He were saying it is hard. It's not hard. He didn't say it's hard. He said it's straight and it's narrow. Now, the easiest way to get from here downtown is by the freeway. It is straight and it is narrow. But it is not hard. And we recently traveled across the country from Colorado back home here. And we looked at those mountains and that desert, and you just wondered, how did those people manage to make it? The way was broad from horizon to horizon, but boy, it was hard. There is a right way and a wrong way. And the right way is the easy way. And when we speak of guidelines to life in the kingdom of God, we're going to be talking about aspects of that straight way, that narrow way, in which we know the yoke that is easy and the burden that is light, and wherein there is rest unto our souls. Now, I've put up on the board here the topics for the first three times, and we'll see how it goes from there. Next time, I'll be talking about what is the kingdom of God. And I have some scripture passages here for you to be thinking about. And then the time after that, how to be a disciple of Christ. Because life in the kingdom of God is certainly a life which is only for the disciple of Jesus Christ. And so we'll want to be talking about those things in times to come. But this morning, I want to dwell on a question which will serve as the basis for personal examination for all of us. And I'm going to work over some questions with you this morning to try to help us get clear about what we want. What are we seeking? Really? It isn't an easy question to answer. It's much harder than we may think. I think we're very like the disciples of John when he referred them to Jesus.